for once again joining us here at Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, Denver, Colorado. And it's always a pleasure, and it's always an honor to spend some time with you, hopefully to make you more aware, to make you more appreciative, and to help you become more empowered. As the last radio host just said, we are at a defining moment in this country. We are at a crux. We're at a point, and it's going to change the country for the better or make it much, much worse. And as a matter of fact, today, if you want to go to newswithviews.com, you can see my latest column. It's titled America's Greatest Problem, Growth. And it's a three-part series where I interview Mr. Michael Folkerth. And, of course, very good. And this is the third interview, but you're also going to see three parts in a series as I review his book, The Biggest Lie Ever Believed. And I got to lean back in this chair right now and have you appreciate what I heard on NPR this morning. The questionnaire from Condoleezza Rice was, well, how's the U.S. economy? And she sat there in front of all the cameras and all the microphones and said, well, the American economy is sound, that it is moving and growing. And the last word she said was growth. And, of course, after reading this book and understanding even further into the economics that I understand, we are a nation that is having our leaders tell us that everything's just hunky-dory, and we have a $9 trillion debt. We have a $700 billion a year trade deficit. We've got a total loss of our manufacturing base, or getting pretty gosh darn close to it, because if you go to the stores, everything you buy is from another country. And we also have the average credit card is $9,240 in debt. And many of those people have more than one credit card. And we have major foreclosures on all of these home loans across the country right now. And we have, of course, 14 million Americans out of work. And we're taking in 2 million legal and illegal migrants and immigrants into this country every year. And Condoleezza Rice stands up in front of those cameras, and she tells us that the American economy is sound and that we're looking forward to more growth. And, of course, if anybody understands anything that keeps growing beyond its carrying capacity, that is the definition of a cancer cell. And as you all know, and many of you have probably been involved with cancer and or friends with cancer, a cancer cell continues to grow abnormally. It's an aberrant cell behavior, and it keeps growing until it simply kills the host. And if you can see what's going on after these series of interviews that we're doing on the air, but also in the newswithviews.com, you're going to appreciate that something called homeostasis, something called steady state economics, and I think we had Dr. Brian Check on the show with his runaway locomotive book on the crisis of growth and the crisis of an economy that keeps just tearing up and eating up the landscape. So we're going to come back after these commercial comments. We have this outstanding author, the king of simple, Mr. Michael Folkerth. Thanks for joining us tonight on Connecting Dots. It's always a pleasure, and thanks, and we'll be right back.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. And it's an evening here in the Rocky Mountains. The sun's gone down. The mountains of full moon has kind of burst out there on the plains, and it's quite beautiful, actually. It's a little chilly, though. It's been running around 5, 6, 10 degrees here for the last week. So we've been freezing our little butts right off, and that's just part of the way it is in the wintertime when you're at 5,280 feet, the mile-high city. And yet there's an appreciation that always that spring is in the air and summer's coming. The harsh month of January is almost getting over with, and I'll bet you're all out there appreciating and looking forward to some of those things that happen when the sun starts getting higher in the sky. I, like a gosh darn crazy person, just signed up for the Leadville 100, which is a 100-mile mountain bike race over four 12,000-foot peaks and one 13,000-foot peak, and you got to do it all in 12 hours. I've done that thing now three times, and I've finished. And let me tell you, it is a day that you will pull out of your gut, and you've got to show how tough or how gutsy or how gritty you are. And I just signed up for that one again, so wish me luck. When the summer comes, I'll be training for that thing. So right now, we are headed into this book, and I want to say that the biggest lie ever believed, and you can go to the website, www.kingofsimple.com, and pick this thing up. It'll be on Amazon, and of course, it'll be on Barnes & Noble, and certainly on Borders here very shortly. It's by the Lifetime Chronicle Press. But Michael Folkerth is a man who understands what's going on, and he appreciates his background is extraordinary in so many arenas. And we're talking just common sense, and he's an economist with really a sense of humor also, which is very rare out there. And I want to welcome to the show. And, Michael, thanks for joining us here at Connecting Dots tonight for a third time.
Well, hello. Can you hear me okay, Frosty?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm going to come up a little bit. I think when they cut me on. There we go.
All righty. Well, you know,
hey, it's
we're
great to be back with you, and thanks for having me on again.
Well, thank you. I hope you saw News with Views today, and, of course, I'll get that first part of the review out across the country. The second part will be on Monday, and the third part will be on Thursday of next week. And for those who don't get to hear this radio station and understand from the word of the mouth, they can read the review as it really is going to expand across the country on the Internet. So I'm just thankful that you're back on with us. And as I was saying early, Michael, Condoleezza Rice, I'm listening to NPR this morning. I mean, I listen to a lot of stuff, and I really like to collect a lot of information. And Condi Rice was up there, and I thought her nose was going to grow longer than Pinocchio's. How could Condoleezza Rice get up there in front of all those cameras and all and tell us that the American economy is sound? How can the new Alan Greenspan get up there and not have a nose as long as Condi Rice's? How do these people do this?
I can tell you exactly how they do it. They follow the Will Rogers wisdom that if stupidity got us into this mess, why can't it get us out? And so it's so simple. And once people actually understand the fact that growth cannot continue. In the book you've read, I talk about it's like taking a fish bowl and continuing adding fish to the bowl, and eventually you run long on fish and short on water, and the fish don't like it. And we're, as humans, we're doing the exact same thing. We just cannot continue to expand because the globe is not cooperating. The Earth won't get any bigger. We just keep growing and growing and growing and growing. And each one of these politicians has to say that we're going to grow, because once you actually understand it, if we don't grow under the system that we currently practice, which I think you've heard that, everyone probably listening has heard that if you're not growing, you're dying.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, all of life is that way.
That's the terrible system of unchecked capitalism. And yet, it doesn't have to be that way. We don't have to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. There are a lot of other ways. And this growth model, you mentioned the national debt. And the one thing that I always throw in is that we have a $53 trillion unfunded debt that they never talk about. And guess how they think we're going to pay for that $53
trillion? Can I spell it out?
Yeah, go ahead and spell
it
that out.
It starts with a big G-R-O-W-T-H.
Exactly.
And, of course, how do you make growth happen?
You add people.
You add people. You know, and, of course, already I'm getting dozens. I haven't even gone through I was out on business today. But I'm going through my emails as we speak, and already I've got here's from Galen Stewart, Spanish Fork, Utah, and he says, "Dear Frosty, I am with you, and I understand the carrying capacity on a ranch." And he's a rancher. He talks about it right here, and he says, "You're right about the economy. The American capitalistic model is based on a rapidly expanding," he says, "and it can't keep going like this." And he said, "Well, this country has never known anything different," and so. If this country doesn't know anything different, and we know that culture doesn't change overnight, what does it take to educate the populace of the dilemma that they face? Or is it possible, or is it so entrenched that they simply will have to just go to the lowest common denominator and the greatest consequence?
You know, I think a lot of people will have to go to the lowest common denominator and the greatest consequence. However, you know, my mission and your mission is to talk to people. And once more, once they understand this, I have hundreds and hundreds of converts that read my website and that have read my book and that call me and email me and say, "Holy moly, I'll never look at a newscast the same way again the rest of my life." When the politician says, "You elect me, and we're going to grow this economy." We can't grow the economy without destroying our lifestyle. We can't just grow and grow and grow and grow. And the very cornerstone of our economy is exponential growth. And exponential growth, for to get away from the economist lingo, is ever-expanding growth. It's growth that grows in proportion to its size, and the very best way to look at that is a snowball. Each time that it turns, if we looked at the snow as a resource, it consumes more resources, and it turns and it turns and it turns, and it gets bigger and bigger, and each time it turns over, if we look at that on a yearly basis in America, we consume more and more of our finite resources. The resources that came with this outfit, with this spaceship that we live on, are all we'll ever have.
There's no question that all we'll ever have is for sure. Now, one of the things that's fascinating to me is when you have a paradigm like this, and you explain it so very well in your book, The Biggest Lie Ever Believed, what is it going to take? Are there leaders out there that can or will bite the bullet and actually tell the American people, hey, look here, we're facing a brick wall, and here is the aspect of the brick wall, and you can't run from it, you can't hide from it, you can't pretend, and so you're going to have to face it. It's almost like we are in the inside the Colosseum right now, and the Romans have got us cornered, and they just let out all the lions, and we've got to face the lions. Who is going to stand up and be the new gladiator for truth? Who's going to do that, and what happens if they don't do that?
I wrote a piece one time that was titled, Who's Going to Tell the People? And I look at Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, who has absolutely trotted out the hard truths that are facing this nation. And he has gained a tremendous amount of support. I don't know if it's enough support, but he understands economics, and he understands exponential consumption of finite resources. You can't just continually go to the well. Eventually, the well will go dry. I'm an old Bush pilot, and I often talk about setting off on a journey, a four-hour flight with 3 hours of fuel. For the first 3 hours, anyone on there could argue that everything's going just fine. I mean, the engine's running good, we're comfortable, and after that 3 hours will be followed by several seconds of sheer terror as we crash. So, you know, I'm often concerned about people who argue that we can go on and that they will come up with a solution, and I ask everybody to go look in the mirror. And that is they. What is your idea? Who's going to provide the jobs? Who's going to provide the food? Who's going to provide the oil? Who's going to provide the transportation? Those are the things we need to ask ourselves. And if we turn the corner now, I think there's a chance. This is a great country, but we just can't run it into the ground of following an absolute impossible path.
Well, you know, and I'm going through these emails as I'm listening to you because I can multitask, and I've got one here from a Kent Welton, and he said, right on. He says, Mr. Folkearth is right on, and he says, go to growthism.com. That's growthism.com. I haven't gone there, but I'll be curious, because as we unwrap this thing and we unravel this thing, And more people understand this thing. I likened it when I wrote that little metaphor into the column there, and I have in the past. It's like having a 350-pound man who's 5'10". Well, we got to have some growth. Let's add another 50 pounds. So let's feed him a bunch of ice cream and slap some pizzas in him and see how we can get up to 400. And of course, there's a big consequence to that. We'll be right back with Mike Folkearth. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. It's always a pleasure, and thanks for joining us. We'll be right after these comments from our commercial break people. Thank you.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Author of The Biggest Lie Ever Believed. And one of the things, folks, make sure you got those pens and pencils out tonight, because I want you to start asking questions, because you're going to get some straight up and down answers, and you're not going to have somebody like Condoleezza Rice tell you we got a healthy economy here, and we're just going to grow, when we're really facing limitations. And as I wrote in that first part of the series today at newswithviews.com, that same guy who's 350 pounds, why would you want him to grow to 400 pounds? And then if he hits 400 pounds, well, why would you want him to grow to 450 pounds? Because that is unhealthy. And it's not only healthy for a body, it's unhealthy for a society. It's unhealthy for any kind of living organisms to grow beyond its ability to maintain equilibrium. And yet this country has gotten away with it now for 232 years. And we're going to have an abrupt, and I do mean abrupt, reality check on that thing in the coming years. And because I bet everyone out there has children, maybe we should think about those children and be concerned about them. So get your pencils and papers out. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to start taking phone calls. The number, of course, is 1-800-313-9443. I've got my callers board right up here, and I want to see this thing light up, because bring those questions on. And the key here is, and I'll quote this one right here from David M. Walker, Comptroller General of the United States of America, in a speech he gave in October of 2006. He said, "This is about the future of our country, our kids, and our grandkids. we the people have to rise up to make sure things get changed. Well, no kidding, Sherlock. It needs to get changed. So what are some of the things that have got to be changed here, Michael? What can be changed? Who's going to be the great truth-sayer and or the real action person? Is it going to be any of these presidential candidates that we have right now?
Oh, no. No, the only presidential candidate we have running right now that's running on any kind of a sanity campaign is Ron Paul. Ron Paul is an economist by his own design. He is was of course a medical doctor, but here again, I'm going to come on the show to select a candidate. However, Ron Paul's the only person who suggests that we just can't continue to do this. It won't work. The rebate that they're suggesting today, we're going to have a stimulus package. I mean, I guess that stimulus package sounds better than oh my God. But
if you're coming down a hill and the hill is on a toboggan and there's four or five of you on the toboggan and there's no way to stop it and the hill just keeps getting steeper, I think I'd just sit there and say, "Oh my God."
Yeah, we see we're in so much trouble that they're having to write checks for people to spend, and they actually have the gall to say that they need to get these checks out so people will spend them, cash them and spend them. The government doesn't have any money.
Well, so I think the stimulus package was what, $150
billion?
$150 billion,
that's correct.
And we're talking about $150 billion that we don't even have.
Oh, no, we don't have $150 billion. They have a revolving charge account that's up to about $63 trillion. So the total debt in this country is greater than the wealth of all combined American households. So my suggestions are to the people. I say this every day, and I wish I could say something different, but you can't save everyone. There's no way to do it. This is a nation based on consumerism. We have seen that, but the government's going to send out checks to us so we can consume some more things. That's how desperate they actually are at this point in time. With the Federal Reserve lowered the interest rate by 0.75% in an emergency meeting 8 days before a regular meeting, so that it appears that they could loan money to people who are already in debt greater than any other nation on earth. So loaning more money to people is exactly like feeding the 450-pound guy more pizza.
This makes my head hurt.
It makes my head hurt, too. But I think there are people with simplicity. The thread that goes completely through my book is live simple, live well. And I think that is so, so important to understand that we live a life that is so complicated, and it's based on the TV ads and the commercials that say, if you buy this, you'll be happy, and then if you buy that, you'll be happy. And it's the furthest thing in the world away from happiness, because debt is the absolute opposite of happiness. One living below one's means is a very, very, very powerful position. You have the money, but you don't spend it just on frivolous $42,000 pickup trucks or Mercedes Benz that the next year are worth $23,000 and on and on and on. I have an example in my book and of two cost saving measures. One is on a house. The other one is on an automobile choice. A 30-year-old person who would use both of these examples of both of my suggestions, they would have a house, they would have an automobile to drive, it would be a little different choice, and that when they became 60 years old, they would have $1,039,168.30 just from making good choices.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to be right back, and my caller's board is really lighting up here, and we got some questions. Again, 1-800-313-9443. The next half hour, call in, folks. We got some great questions, and we got some great answers. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back after these commercial comments.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
And again, I want you to bring in those phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. Mike Folkworth is going to be right here for the next half hour, and he is the author of The Biggest Lie Ever Believed. You can go to www.kingofsimple.com. The cost of the book is $13.95, and that includes postage. So you better get it right from the author right now. It's going on Amazon. It'll be more. And I've got some folks from British Columbia. I've got Henry from Connecticut. So we're going to take Henry from Connecticut. Sir, you have a question or comment for our guest tonight. And thanks for calling. I appreciate it, Henry.
Oh, yeah, hello. Let me tell you this. You know about Denmark in terms of their immigration policy. I mean, people can migrate there, but they don't have this massive type of, allowing. As a matter of fact, even the rest of the European Union was complaining about Denmark, and it's a beautiful country.
Oh, I know. I've been there. It's beautiful.
Oh, you have been there.
Oh, I bicycled through it.
Oh, you like to go through? You have been.
Yes, I have been. Oh, I've been through Denmark.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's another thing, too. But they do not have the kind of, the rest of the people in the European Union, the officials I listen to the shortwave radio, they were blasting him like once or twice, not much, because they don't have the influx of all this African and Asian
we're really on the economic aspect of unlimited growth. I really want to catch the questions on the fact that we're growing ourselves out of ourselves. And if you want to make a comment or question of Michael Folker, that's what we like to do.
Well, I think what we should do is I think we should get rid of all these people that run the Federal Reserve. We need to get some new people to have ideas more for practicality. And like, for instance, we should go back on the silver standard. Even matter of fact, even to this day. Two Silver Eagles could buy you a large amount of Chinese food or groceries as it would even 50 years ago. And that is the American dollar, is the Silver Eagle, which is a one-ounce silver.
Right.
Not in. Guess how many Federal Reserve notes you would need to have two Silver Eagles?
I try to think about it.
You need 30. $31 Federal Reserve notes to two Silver Eagles.
Now, my question is this, if I can jump in here. Michael, Henry's saying, let's dump the Federal Reserve. What should we do? I mean, is that a viable thing, dump the Federal Reserve? Because we know all the things that it's about. It's controlled by the bankers. It's in for the bankers and so forth. What are the aspects of the Federal Reserve?
Yeah, the Federal Reserve they literally create money out of nowhere. There is no backing to that other than the federal government's ability to tax the people to pay
right.
the interest on those notes. And, of course, it's a very, very punitive system because it creates inflation. The money that they're creating right now to bolster this sagging economy could just be spelled inflation. I mean, there's no two ways about it. And inflation is an indirect tax that robs the people of money and puts it into government coffers. It's kind of a long, long story. But regardless of what we do with the Federal Reserve system, Frosty, we have to attack the notion that growth is good, and that's a tough one. Growth is not the answer. Growth is the problem.
Well, I think we should grow financially. You know, in terms of being wealthy, like the Swiss, like some European countries used to be, it should be for own prosperity, own people. See, we're run by a bunch of twisted old people running the Federal Reserve. We have to get rid of them because they're treasonous. Back in 1913,
I don't think there's any doubt about that, Henry. I'm very much for completely reorganizing the monetary system. It's out of control. They can print money at any time, and once more, there's no backing.
Yeah, that's right. And also, you do know that they also, during Reagan, they also lie, because everything with these people has to have some principle or religious or spiritual type of destiny. I mean, I heard the books that Cooper read written by these people, and America, a lot of Americans really could care less about those things, like some of the people in Denmark and some of those European countries, but we got this older generation like Rockefeller and enforced this stuff in this country for like decades. And they have the nerve to lie to make people think, even during Reagan, that your income tax goes toward welfare and the National Endowment of the Arts. And they ought to be welfare for people who need it. But the fact is, the income tax doesn't go to food stamps, doesn't go to welfare, doesn't go to Medicaid, doesn't go to any of that. It doesn't even go to support the $6 billion that we give that essie little country over there called Israel. It doesn't even go to that. It goes to be shredded and pay the national debt, which isn't even a real debt because it's not even real money. But I want to make this clear, and I'll hang up. Everybody out there, your income taxes, that is the federal income tax. It does not go to any social programs. It doesn't go to run the government. It doesn't even go to pay to Congress. See, all the taxes you pay with the liquor, the taxes you don't feel, like the liquor tax, the gasoline tax, the cigarette tax, that's hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe billions. Although a small denomination is like a quarter here, 50 cents, but that's what pays to pay your Congress and food stamps and the military and stuff like that. It does not go from your
All
income
right.
tax, which is unconstitutional. Okay.
Henry, thank you very much.
Yeah, okay.
Henry brings up a lot of good points weekly and or when he calls in, and I'm always appreciative of that. What are the chances of getting rid of the Federal Reserve? Who is going to be the great new a thinker, an actor that's going to change this thing, or is it again going to be able to just, is it going to just drag out, kind of like the Iraq War? Okay. Looks like we just lost Michael Folkerth here for a few minutes. We have Lance from British Columbia, and so I'm going to take Lance on here, and hopefully we'll have Michael Folkerth just back as soon as they get him back on the phone.
I am back.
Oh, we're back. Okay. So the Federal Reserve, Michael, what are the prospects of losing the Federal Reserve?
What are the prospects of anyone actually going through with losing the Federal Reserve?
Right, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's obviously it's not an operational success. it certainly it was a scam against the American public when they snuck it through, I think, what, 1913 or something like that?
Exactly right, same year that of the federal income tax. But if we really look at this thing, and I'll make this quick, is anytime you have an exponential growth situation, you're going to come to an impenetrable barrier. We came to that in about 1973, and we went off of the gold standard because we could no longer grow the currency with gold fast enough to keep up with the requirements of a growth-oriented society. Since 1980, the national debt has increased by more than 1,000%. The reason that it does so is that the debt has to increase to make up for the growth that we're not getting because we hit the wall. We hit the wall a long time ago, and now we just put it on the cuff. We put the growth that we need under this system on the cuff, and you know, once more, we have 1,000% increase in the national debt since 1980.
Well, I'm just sharp enough to be dangerous when this is certainly about the economics and certainly about the reserve system and so forth. But I know one thing, that Reagan, whom everybody seems to think was the greatest thing since sliced bread, he's the one who put us, I think he tripled our federal debt to something like $3 trillion or even $4 trillion at the time he was in.
Well, actually, when he came in up to that point in our history, the national debt had risen to about $850 billion. We had not eclipsed $1 trillion at that point. And when he went, when he left office 8 years later, the national debt was just slightly north of $2 trillion. So he increased it just a little over $1 trillion. But we have to understand that in 8 years, he more than doubled the debt since the inception of this country. But I want to go back to the point of saying it wasn't totally out of reckless. We have to remember the Carter years that were just previous to that. And you know, I chronicle all this in my book, that we've run out of rope back then. The country wasn't working anymore. We couldn't grow it fast enough. The exponent of any mathematical system, it rapidly accelerates. Let me just make an example of that, because it's maybe the most important point that I have. Is if when I was a kid, they used to ask us if we wanted a penny a day and double it every day for a month for our wages, or if we wanted a dollar an hour. Well, being smart kids, we wanted a dollar an hour because that was 100 pennies. At the end of the first week, if you take a penny a day and double it every day, you'd only have 64 cents at the end of the first week. At the end of the month, they would owe you $5,368,708.32. That's what happens with an exponent in any mathematical system, and in a finite world, we can't grow exponentially because, once more, we've got a certain amount of water and too many fish.
Well, and so, as you said, we're trying to extract five quarts of water out of a 1 gallon can. And I love the one where you talk, you know, we're going to go on a 4-hour flight with only 3 hours of fuel, and we're pretty much just doing the same thing. We've got Lance from British Columbia has a question. Lance, if you've held on long enough, I'd like to have you ask that question or make a comment, sir. And thanks for calling.
Hi, how's it going?
Always a pleasure, sir. And just hope you're doing well up there in British Columbia, one of my favorite provinces of Canada.
Well, it's actually quite beautiful right now. We've had 4 days of sunshine, and for the Sunshine Coast, I guess that's what's called for, but usually it's rain. What I'm calling about is I called in, I believe it was two shows ago.
Yes, you did.
And I asked both of you gentlemen to Google permaculture, and I'm not sure if you did your homework.
You're right. I didn't do my homework, but I'm going to do it right after this show because I promised you I would, and I'm going to get to it.
Okay. Is there a way of turning up your mic on the phone? Because I'm having a hard time hearing you. I got a crappy phone.
Okay. Well, I'll try to just talk a little louder. Okay. I can hear you very well, Lance.
Okay. Well, There was a fellow in the U.S. I do believe he was out of the southeast somewhere, and I don't remember, but his name was J. Russell Smith. And if you look into a book called Tree Crops, and it was totally derided at the time, there is a way of having exponential growth, but you have to start the growth at your doorstep. And
Exponential growth of what, though?
An exponential growth of human happiness, I do believe, is what it would probably come down to.
Yeah, but that would not enter into the exponential growth of economics.
Well, economics, farming, they're all kind of the same thing. It's a way of prospering from what you have.
Okay, and, Michael, have you got some appreciation for that kind of concept?
You're going to have to repeat Lance's question. I'm not able to hear him.
Okay, well, Lance is saying that you can have exponential growth of happiness, but it can also bubble into other aspects. And I said, well, what about economics? Because economics, and you certainly can't have an exponential growth of human beings. You can't have exponential growth of any kind of an animal in a certain carrying capacity. So
that's exactly right. And so anything tangible cannot grow exponentially. In a finite world, we can't expand our landmass. We can't expand our water. We have to remember that the water that we have today, the fresh water that we have today, is the only water. It's the same water that this place came with. It's just been recirculated a zillion times. But it's all the water we have, and the landmass, and the farms, and the animals. Everything we have is finite, and we can see this in other countries. And you suggested that the last time. I don't know why we can't see it in ourselves. And because, for instance, in Africa, there are areas where there are so many people trying to inhabit the same area, and with just a little bit of any kind of a drought or anything, they have starvation unless someone steps in to do that. The deer are starving in the state of Colorado right now because, as you know, of the cold and the snow, and unfortunately, it's nature's way of calling. We have huge legions of deer here, but you the exponent in any mathematical system will make it impossible at some point. You can't just keep growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. It won't work. And even if it would work, why would you want to?
Well, and, you know, Lance is talking about happiness being exponential. I'm as happy as anybody could be, so I guess I've been gotten away with that with exponential happiness all my life. But, you know, when you look at the churches that are out there in Africa right now, and it was Anderson Cooper was over there, and he was talking about some kind of thing called peanut butter nut buddy or some kind of thing. And the average African woman, that's, you know, the kids were dying right there on the report. And then they're going to put this peanut butter stuff into their new diet. And of course, the average African woman is having 8 kids. And I'm sitting there going and asking myself, well, what if all 8 of them lived and then they went out and had another 8 themselves? You know, times the 8, that's 64. There's exponential growth. And then I wrote Anderson Cooper. I said, what's the point here? Because they're not sustainable. They're dying because they can't even feed them. There's not enough water. And look at what they're living like. They're living in tents out in the middle of the Sudan, and certainly the Darfur, and you name it. And they're already killing off most of the animals of Africa. It's like it's a no-win situation. Yet let's keep doing this no-win thing. What makes the sense here?
You have to design to win.
And you have to design to win.
That's the thing that we haven't been doing. We haven't been designing to win. And in order to design to win, I made the comment about the church that had the oak pillars the last time I called in.
Yes, you did.
And we're not designing to win. I think it's probably permaculture axiom number one.
Okay.
is that if there's a design flaw in something, you walk away from it. Like if I go to do a permaculture design in my life, and I look at the house is too far away from the road, or these things.
Okay.
If there's too many design flaws along the way, you walk away from it. It's a type one design flaw. But the only thing that designs type one design flaws are humans.
Lance, I'll tell you, Lance, why don't you email me? And let's you and I have an hour together on that same thing, because right now I got to get back to this economic thing. But Lance, I value your input, so email me at frostyw@juno.com or frostywildridge.com, and let's see if we can get an hour with you. And I'd love to have a whole hour with you, and let's pursue this. But right now I got to get back to Mike.
Okay, well I'll do
thanks
it.
For calling.
I'm Lancifer, so
okay.
Ciao for now.
All right, thanks. Okay, Michael, we're going right to a commercial break right here. This hour has gone way too fast.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
We're in the last 5 minutes of the show right now. Michael, what can the middle American do? I mean, most of us are middle America. We're not rich. We're not poor. We're just getting down the road, doing the best we can to be a part of our country, to sustain our families. And, of course, pay our income taxes to the government, which is throwing them down the toilet at $3 billion every week in Iraq and certainly Afghanistan and 700 bases with 572,000 troops around the world. What is the best thing that they can do when they read this book and just to maintain each family here in the United States of America?
You know what we can't do is something that we need to understand first, and that's we can't keep doing what we've been doing. We've seen that the debt increased. You talked about the credit cards. I've talked about the national debt. So the very, very first thing a person has to do is just take a look at yourself, look in the mirror, and say, what are my wants and what are my needs? And buying things that we don't need with money that we don't have is a super, super problem in America. Debt is a terrible thing. It's like indentured servitude, only it's voluntary. You know, you go down and say, I think I'll sentence myself to 30 years and sign up for this mortgage that'll stress me out to no end for the next 30 years, and that'll make me happy. That's the absolute least possible way to path to happiness. Debt may be the very biggest, but there are hundreds of ways to shed debt, and I believe that if I were going to point at one particular item, Frosty, it's debt. It's just ludicrous. If a person can live simply, once more, clear through the book, live simple, live well, live long. Having a meal with friends and even get a group of friends, rather than going out to a restaurant and dropping $200, go over to the friend's house and rotate and set up a little potluck thing. Those are some of the things we're going to have to start to do in this country. We can't just jump on a jet and go to Disneyland because we think it's our right and drop $10,000 with the kids. We may think that that's something that we can do, but in the end, it's not going to be. We're going to hit the wall, this exponential thing that I keep talking about. Once more, I believe we hit the wall a long time ago. When the President of the United States comes out on election year and says, that we're going to have to send all of you a check so you have something to spend, that's not a good sign.
Well, I would say that's really not a good sign.
No, I mean we're in the throes of this thing kind of just going to heck in a handbasket, if you would. But individuals have choices, and one of the greatest things we have left in America is the freedom of choice. You just have to be very, very, very careful about making choices that take away your freedom. And when you make choices to have long-term debt on fine automobiles and big homes and luxury trips, vacations, rather than saying, gee, I bet there's something else that I could do. I could get together with some friends, and we could go bicycling for the weekend. That's where it's at. That's where this happiness thing's at. It's not in the stress of paying debt. And there's so many of us that can make those changes and
well,
make
you
our
sure
life
can.
Better.
We're running up against the wall. Michael, when you get to Denver or I get to your place, I want to take you out to dinner, sir. It's always a pleasure, and look forward to it. And we're going to get the rest of these series out. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you go to www.kingofsimple, the King of Simple. And this book will really give you an idea of what you can do and what's happening. Thanks for joining us here on Connecting the Dots. And again, Godspeed, God bless, and good night.